Shalom, everybody. It's good to see you after 1 week period going for holidays. I want to, with all my heart, to say that specifically as much as I could take a picture of the class and you people, I made it my business to stand by Kotel. And absolutely just bringing by knowing your face, bringing you along and pray with you. It's the beauty of all the prayer was that as much as I was able to get you guys with myself, I felt stronger. I felt more purpose in what I am doing. And this was the beauty of the trip. I went for enjoying Yerushalayim, because Yerushalayim, there is a lot of sight to see, but I essentially end up to go to two sites. One is the Kotel for morning Shacharit and Mincha and Arvit, and if it was a Chag, to go as well, or the Mea Shaarim to go to Rabbi Elbaz, which is a big Sephardic community, the biggest Sephardic community in Mea Shaarim. Unbelievable when you see that approximately 600 students from 18 to 25, 30, 40, they say Amen together, they say the Bracha together, there is a Chazan that sings like from his heart out, and then they bring the Torah, and you see suddenly 500, 600 students dance. It's unbelievable experience, and I really wish it with all my heart to each one of you. Because it is the mitzvah from the Torah that on the Shalosh Regalim, that means on the Mo'adim, which are Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, you go make Aliyah to Yerushalayim. Aliyah to Yerushalayim, that's called Regel. And the energy and the contact that you acquire with this land, with this center of energy, is beyond expression, is beyond explanation. You go to a different zone, you connect to a different consciousness, you connect to a different energy without you being aware. And by the way, while you are in it, you not necessarily recognize it. Only when you come out of it, you will recognize the difference. It's like going into a mikveh, which is extremely cold water. And that was the mikveh of Ari, which is, I again wish every one of you to experience it, especially the gentlemen. I don't think the ladies can use it. But when you go to a mikveh of Ari, because it's the water that comes from the mountain, it's continuously going through this mikveh, the water goes through, and it's extremely cold water. That's the beauty of it. When you go to the water and you come out, you see difference. So is when you go to Yerushalayim and you come out of Yerushalayim, especially at the time of Chagim, you absolutely, your body, your being, your consciousness, your heart feels the difference. And no wonder that so many people in the world, so many expression of faith, they want this piece of land. It's not that much, but whatever it is, everybody wants it, everybody wants to have a piece of it, and everybody wants to control it. That's the amazement of this land. Now, after going through the trip, of course we start the book from Bereshit. We really finished Rosh Hashanah and Kippur and Sukkot. Okay, are we done with the Torah? Tells us no. The clock is just starting. It's Bereshit. It's the new beginning. So I thought what I should do with the new beginning, especially when we are starting a month of Cheshvan. And what is Cheshvan? Cheshvan comes from a word Cheshbon. And what is Cheshbon? It's accounting. The accounting is done. The rules has been made. And now it's payback time. So if you see that in this month and the following months, you see it's a little bit more demanding, understand very well, it's the time. So take a deep breath, connect to the Torah, connect to what we study, and you will go through it amicably and beautifully just follow the lesson, what I mean. I looked at an impression that says, Sof ma'ase b'machshava techila. We say it every time in Kabbalah Shabbat. Sof ma'ase, that means the end result, the goal of every action is at the beginning of your thought. Now, if the thought is crooked, then for sure, the end result is not is going to be crooked. The whole thing is to understand how to use our brain. How can I utilize my wisdom? How can I utilize my intellect? How can I use it correctly? That means, how can I give a correct sense of direction to my thought, to my machshava? And since we are at the beginning, a concept called Bereshit, that means in the beginning, and whatever it is in the Torah, it's really to explain to me as a human being how to understand the creation and how to use it and not to abuse it for the benefit of me reaching the goal, whatever my goal is. And it's impossible that God sends me to this world of unknown, the world of darkness, the world that there is good and bad mixed, without not giving me the tool to do the job appropriately. It's impossible. It's for sure everything that I need, God has provided. With understanding this thought, I sat down and I said it's very important to understand why God has given me sechel, why God gave me wisdom. Why do I need the sechel? And now I know that I am not utilizing but only 5% of this sechel. What is this sechel? That's one aspect. And other than the sechel, God gave me another thing called life, nefesh. What is the relation between nefesh, which is my livelihood, and what is nefesh? What is my life? It's in my blood. What this expresses, how my nefesh expresses itself. I want you to understand that. My desires, my fulfillments, my nefesh looks only for one thing, for pleasure of life. It's my body. My body survives and lives for kayf, for pleasure. That's my body. That's the function of my life, my body. But this body is the aspect of pleasure, receiving. And there is a sechel. What is the sechel? Of giving. The thought is zachar, is a male aspect because it's a giving aspect. What your mind does is to affect you, to tell you what to do, how to do, logic. And what is the nefesh? How to receive and how to enjoy. So we see the sechel is the male aspect and the nefesh is the female aspect. The sechel is the male aspect. The female is the nefesh aspect. Now, God, and we're going to read it for the next five classes to understand that especially caused that the male aspect, which is the thought, not to have more power than the female aspect, which is the nefesh. What I mean? As soon as my body connects to a pleasure, no matter how much my logic explains to the body that, look, this might not be good for you, don't do it, don't enjoy it, it's not good for you. Don't take the cigarette. Don't take the sam. Don't take the opium, don't take the coke, don't do the things that, don't steal. But the body is connected to a pleasure, will not listen to the Zachar, which is the male aspect, which is the Sechel. Somehow God did something so the Sechel is not capable to influence the Nefesh. You're not able to explain to myself that Joseph, this is what you're going to do and what you are doing and you are enjoying yourself is not good for you. Stop it. The Nefesh doesn't understand. My mind cannot influence it. Why? Why God made it more powerful than my Sechel? Why my Sechel is not able to explain to me, say, Joseph, this what you are doing is a sin, is no good, it causes you bad. It causes you, eventually you're going to pay for it with a lot of pain. Don't do it. And the body says, go fish. I want it. Why? For this, I want to take you to a sentence from the Bereshit. I'm in the chapter 3 of Bereshit, of the creation. I'm at the moment that God has brought the Adam into Gan Eden. And there is the snake. And what is this snake? Is a representative of Satan. Is a culmination of everything ra in the world. That means all the chisaron, all the darkness, everything that lacks good. That embodiment is in a word called Nachash, snake. The snake is there, but however, the snake is outside of the man, not inside the man. Follow what I'm saying. It's in outside. It's not inside. That's why a man doesn't know what Ra, bad is. God puts him for Avodah v'Shmirah. That means God put him in the Gan Eden to La'avod. That means to do work and to keep, to Lishmor. And what happened? When he put him into the Gan Eden, he listened, and I want to, and he made a sin. And why sin? We said sin is when you don't know any better. And you do something because you lack knowledge. You don't know. Adam didn't know what bad is. Adam didn't know what mother death is. Didn't know. It wasn't in him. It was outside of him. Didn't recognize it. So, because he didn't know, he did a sin. He didn't do avon. We discussed this. Sin is because I am not aware what I am doing is not good for me. I don't know any better. So we said sin is the worst type of all because you keep on doing something that you are not aware is not good for you. And because you are not aware, you keep on doing it. That's the first sin of Adam. Now I want to go to this point of sin and understand how this happened. Didn't man was the closest to God? He was in heaven. Didn't he have the power of seeing the beginning and the end? How come he fall? We want to study. How do we fall? How do we make mistakes? We don't want. How do we fall? I want to understand why God gave me eyes. Because eyes in the body represents the wisdom of the man. When we look, we differentiate. That's why eyes is capable to cover so much. Ears, I can hear maybe half a kilometer. Smell maybe 20 meter, best. Voice can go maybe so much. But my eyes can go and see the stars. Capable. Now, with this small introduction, Let's see the discussion that the Satan has with Chava. Now, who is Chava? Chava is the Nukva. That means the female aspect. It's the Nefesh aspect. We said what the female aspect, Nukva, represents is the totality of lack. What is missing? What is not complete yet? Requires completion. Now, the Satan, the Ra, doesn't go to the logic, goes to where? Goes to the Nefesh. Why? Because Nefesh is looking for what? Only pleasure. Only for taking something that is brings pleasure. So, Satan asks, Chava, why don't you eat this? He says, well, God told us not to eat. And the Satan comes and explains to this lack. I feel a lack. I want something. I want to eat a food. I look at it. I smell it. It's delicious. I want to eat it. What do I do? My logic comes. He says, you know what? It's not kosher. Don't eat it. Right? Now, what did my body going to tell me? He says, you fool? You know what this is delicious? It's a one-life opportunity. What do you think you're going to have this opportunity again? Come on. Here you are, top of Golan Heights. They have the best lamb in the world. They make the best kebab in the world. The smell kills you. It's all the goodies and goodies and the north and the view and all the goodness. Come on. Enjoy it. How many times are you going to come to Golan Heights? They're probably going to give back the Golan Heights. So, come on. 24 hours. It can clean up. You follow the temptation? The nefesh is full of temptation. So the Nachash goes after this temptation, this hirhur of lev, and tells her this concept of lack that within the Adam, and tells her the following: Ki yada Elohim. And listen, God knows. Ki biyom achalchem mimenu, that the day that this you eat from this tree that told you don't eat. It's good and bad. It's a dat. Tov v'ra. Don't eat. Nifkechu eineichem. You know what? You don't see no pleasure, no nothing. Your eyes is going to open if you're going to eat from it. Come on. What is the best you want? What's really, we said, out of your five senses, which sense is the strongest? It's your eyes. What do you want from your eyes? What is it that you expect from your eyes? To see not everything, to see the truth, to see the future. Now, what is this future I want? Now, I give you the secret of future. What is future? Why we don't see the future? Because God, Moshe goes to God and says, God, show me yourself. I want to see you. He says, you will not see my panim, my face, you only see me from Achora. Now what God is telling us? He says, you listen, anything past Achoraicha, what is beyond you, is your past. That you can see. Because if you really go back to your past and look into your past truly, honestly, you will see God. You will see the truth. Because the truth is God. And you are able only to see Him in your past. But in future, it's panim of God. You can see. Why? For your own good. Because if you will see the future, you will see who's going to die tomorrow. Yeah, that becomes a scary business. And thus God doesn't want to scare you out of your life. So He conceals the future, the panim. Now, on understanding this part. We're going to come back to it. That's the reason that there is God conceals something. Satan comes and says to the Adam, look, your eyes is going to open and you're going to see everything. You see what you don't. Don't you want to see the future? Every one of you told me. I want to see the future. I want to know the future. Let me see the future. I want to see what's going to happen. And God said, that you're not going to see. And Satan told the Chava, your eyes will be open. You will be able to see. And he goes the following. And you will be like God. The man said, wow. My capability will be as powerful as God. I'm God. Just by having this. Is that enough temptation? Now that temptation exists within every one of us. It's a very powerful temptation. Extremely powerful. We are going to learn how to deal with this sechel. Everything in our life we can deal with other than with this sechel. This is our problem. This mind of ours is our problem. And the Torah is teaching us right from the beginning how to start to study the Torah, not with crooked mind, not with the mind that we don't know anything about. I really believe that whatever I see is the truth, and I believe that I am center of the whole creation. That's what I believe. Because I live in my small world that I created, that God allowed me to create for myself. We want to understand this, how he did it. So he comes here and tells, after he tells, and listen what the first thing the woman says, the Chava says, excuse me with the word woman. Chava says, "V'tir'eh ha'isha." She immediately put her eyes into it. And as soon as she sees it, what she sees, "Kitov ha'etz lemachal." It's good to eat. Come on, it's going to give me pleasure. What is the biggest pleasure first? It's to eat. It's a lot of pleasure in it. We keep on repeating it day and night because there is a pleasure in it. So she saw and sees, well, satisfaction of pleasure of body. And you know what? This is so good to the eye. It just brings about, you see something, it's good juice. You get connected to it. You get born to it. You get immediately, you desire it. Ve'nichmada etz. Last year, oh, it is so good for my wisdom. You know, I'm going to have a lot of brain. Would you like to be geniuses? You know, I have a lot of, so if you don't want it, you're already genius. So only it takes a genius to say no. Because every one of us, we want to have more brain, more capability, more power. Come on. And she looks and he says, wow, it's beautiful. It satiates my body, fulfills my pleasure, it's good for my brain, and it's really everything good about it. Why God told me not to eat it? Come on, why God created chazir and he's telling me don't eat it? And it's so delicious. Why not? That's a story on his own. Why God created chazir? Why God created, he says, two signs gotta have, not one. So he could have made one sign. No, he says, no, two signs gotta have if you want it to be kosher. Not one sign, two signs. Okay, we'll get to that part. But let's go back to here after this discussion. So we saw that this eye looking, by looking, God made, man made sin by looking. Today, every time we look, we sin. Every time. Hear me out how I say it. This is a study that's going to take 5 days, 5 lessons. Bezrat Hashem. Specifically understand why God created. Because Shevirat Keilim in Kabbalah, that means breakage, Yerida, Nefila, falling off, is done with the light of Enayim. In order to understand how this Enayim works, I want you to consider a candle, a lit candle. What do you see in the middle of the light? No. What do you see where the fitile is? What do you see in there? Right in the middle of, there is a light, right in the middle of the light. You see? Inside. Right. Inside the orange. Black. There's a, right in the middle, a center, that's totally black. No light. Dark. It's dark. Come on. That's the source that creates the light, but yet it is dark. That's the darkness, the black spot in our eyes. The only way we see it through that dark spot in our eyes. That means, if I want to look at you or you, the light comes from you, connects to my lens inside the black eye, the black spot, reflects. The reflection is what I see from you. Same way, if you look at inside the candle, it's dark inside the light. Outside, you see. Inside, there's nothing for you to see. It's concealed. What this tells me? Because I only see through reflection, I never see your inside. What do I see? Your outside. And what I see is not totally the truth. Our system as a human race is, as soon as we look at somebody, because we only see the chitzuniyut, the exterior, the superficial aspect of outside, we immediately create catalog. I immediately look at you and I make a catalog for you. There is a catalog for you, catalog for you, catalog for you. Everybody has his own catalog. Every page in this catalog describes an aspect of you through my perception. And every time in this perception, because does not include the interior aspect, the pnimiut, because the interior is dark, what I see, the light doesn't go all the way in, the light doesn't go all the way to the end sof, the light is only goes as far as I reflect. The reflection only allows me to see. And since the reflection is only the exterior aspect, and does not include the interior aspect, is always false. Can you tell me what I see from you is the truth? Or from you? Or from you? Or you? Or you? As smart as I am? Or I might be? Do I really see what is really you all about? Never. Why God made this? Let's go to a very beautiful part of the creation, that how God set up the whole thing. That's why I say every time we look, I look at you, I judge you, I create a Shevirat Keilim for myself. I cause a lesson for myself by looking, by just simply keep on looking. I look at somebody and I feel jealous of what that person has. I immediately create a scenario, a lesson for myself. Because I saw, I created a vessel and it broke. Now I have to remend it. There's only one way. Is if I see, will be for one reason. Lasot nachad ruach, to bring satisfaction to the cause of creation. For sake of Shamayim. for sake of above, not below. What it means. Reflection means, we said, my eye sees. Who sees? We said the eyes is the wisdom, is my intellect, is my wisdom. The enayim is the chokhmah. As soon as I see, a thought starts. What my body says, what the nefesh says. The chokhmah is the sechel, is the zachar. What the nefesh, the body says, as soon as I see something. He says, Ein ro'eh, the eye sees, and the lev, chomed. The lev immediately desires to fulfill pleasure. Every time I see, the heart immediately wants to fulfill a pleasure out of what I see. And what that causes? To fulfill a lack. Now, if I refuse to give to the body, what I create? Create for above and not for below. That means not to what the thought that I got to bring for satisfaction of my body, but just the opposite. To push back the thought only for sake of the creation. Then there is no Shevira. Why? Because I don't bring it down. Now what this concept means? This concept means really Tzimtzum. Why God had to conceal Himself? Why God had to conceal Himself? Do we believe that there is an aspect of Ein Sof and God within each one of us? Is there any doubt? If it wasn't, we wouldn't alive. Now, is that light within me of godliness, is hidden within me? Yes. Why? Why that godliness is hidden within me? Every one of us, we have we said Olam Katan. Each one of us, we have our own world. How do I create that world of my own? How do I? We said the godliness that is within me is concealed. The reflection of this godliness is a light that I produce. And with that light that comes out of the reflection that is within me, I create a small world for myself. Who is the boss of this world? What is its name? Ani. Now, if God's Ein Sof light within me was not concealed, was my Ani able to express itself? So because God wants me to have free will, He concealed Himself within me and allowed my Ani to operate in my small world. However, in my small world, I am only able to see the chitzoniyut, the exterior, never interior. Always exterior and not interior. That's why when God created the first day, the light, and said, Vayi Or, and there is a light, that light was able a man to see from the beginning of the world to the end of the world. That means the Achuraim and the Panim. But because God saw that the man is going to have choice, and that choice is going to make sin, and he's going to make Avon, and he can become Rasha, He concealed that first light called Oraganuz, the concealed light. That's why the light within me is concealed. That's why that first light was concealed. There is another light called Mina Uba. That means a reflection of the first light that created two lights. The light that continued the creation, which is Choshech, and the light. That's why the first day God says Vayi Or, and Vehevdel Ben Choshech Veor. He calls two different light. A light that is Choshech and a light that reveals. Now what that means within us. The sechel that we have in our nefesh. That when we saw that we read from the Torah that Isha, that he read Ha'isha, looked. Because it only sees the exterior of it. And when you see the exterior, the possibility of you making sin and mistake is tremendous. Unless you refuse to reveal the body, which is the nefesh, and you use that sechel, the thought, that wisdom, for the purpose of bringing satisfaction, machadrach, leitrei, to my creator, that means I want to be a cause, I want to fulfill his desire, I am not cause shiva. But as soon as I want, I see something, I want to fulfill myself, and I bring down to the body, that is when I cause shiva, that when I cause myself a scenario that I have to learn, and I have to learn this lesson always with hardship. So this eyes is the cause of all my hardships. All my hardship. Follow. Look during the day. How you use your eyes. And every time your eyes buzz, what your body reflects. Relax. The Torah continues and says the following. He says, "Now the kum is the correction of this. Lishtemish be'enayim b'chushim. To use our eyes. Was God gave us eyes to use. God gave us sense to use. I will not be lachet parosh baruch shechta. It's only God giving this sechel. This power, this chuchma, the wisdom, only to bring unification between above and below. To bring about unification. To bring unity. What do I need to create unity? Is a difference between man and God? I already asked it. Yeah. His iron receiver is here. He's in back everything. I care everything. So there is a difference between man and God. But what brings man and God together? What can bring man and God together? We'll get back to this issue. But what can bring opposites together? Love. Love. He says the problem of the whole problem of man, the effective sechel is mind and his arms, his eyes. His eyes really betray him. His eyes can't bear him by looking. But now you know why he goes when he says, I close the eyes. Because we don't want any external interference with when I want to connect our energy. That's why I close it. Now when I want to kiss somebody in my love, what do I do? Close my eyes. What do I close my eyes? How do you realize that's the one? What do I do? Close my eyes. I smell like a flower. Close my eyes. I close my eyes. Because I don't want any external interference to my energy I am receiving. Eyes, understand, is the source of the outward and the out of that. Understanding this, it comes and the Torah says, is what do you when we see? Who's intuition? What is intuition? What is your intuition? What is your intuition? How do you have intuition? Don't you use your intuition to cut people into catalogs? Do you have your intuition? How do you have intuition? Isn't it your reason that is telling you what has a category of or not? That means I look at another Jew. What do I look? I look like another Jew. Now the main point, I look the fault of the Jew, negative part of the Jew. Now what is the trick here? Is every time you look at a negative, you immediately cause yourself a shirat, that means you look at another Jew, you look negative aspect of the Jew, you call yourself what? You set yourself for a big mess. I don't like that, because every time you cause yourself that killing, you cause breaking of the vessel, you have to pay for it. How can I do the big strong guy? That's the custom base. And who is for the deal? You're a bad leader. That's called shirat killing. Every time you cause a shirat killing now, this is what's the trick, kill yourself out. When you look at another Jew, never look at the negative aspect of the Jew, always look at another Jew in a positive way. Jewish, absolutely refuse to look at every negative aspect. If you want to, here you go, hey, we want to be a superman. We want to control the mind. If you don't control your mind, you don't control yourself. If you don't control how you do, and you have to learn, we can learn and to understand the friendship between good and bad, we will never be successful. Because, here we are. Understand the Jewish Shana, we already discussed, had different aspects we're going to talk about. It's your language, you're too alive, that you haven't been familiar with. You're going to scream at me, you're going to get excited, but hold on. You know that it's impossible, but trust me, the Torah is there not to pump alive. The Torah is there to reveal the truth, to teach us, and it's a key, and I promise you, we will get key to use the key, and open the doors that we need to open. You don't come to this class to waste yourself, and you don't come to waste your most dear thing that you have in this time. You come here, and if every time you do not get the key up to use it, then you can fault me, but up till then, you cannot. So, be patient, and wait. It's not today I tell you this is the key to start with, and you look at it, it says, wow, this is impossible. So it has crack. Doesn't take it to see. The Chokhmah never matures overnight. It takes time, it takes effort, it takes to recognize. I want to ask you a question. Ever any one of you felt what a fool you are? Have you? And you're able to control yourself, are you caught in understanding you, if you have felt ever that you after an experience you sat down and said, God, why such a fool? If you have capability, you will be able to essentially understand why because why God has created those people, why God is good point for you to overcome, because you are not going to be entitled to receive that, you will see what is concealed until such time you have the key. It's going to give you because you have the face, or you can dance well, you can sing well, you see the traveler, no!
absolutely a lot of action. Why is this? Because if God sees this for yes, so you can have money, because if God can reveal yourself, then it's going to be answered. And then there's no word of asya available. Action. The action is there because God allows you to be a need. The unison. This is the most important aspect of this. The anayim that God gave you. A role of anayim.
David Melech. That it is possible. She covered eye. That only is beauty. But the correct beauty. Positive. Always try. Step one. Lesson number one. Refuse to see in all Jew the negative aspect. Look for a positive aspect. There we go. Let's pick him up. Did you do him up? He made the lesson. So you got better from today. That he's the king. He was the king. You're the king. In your world. He was the king of God. What do? And do you look at that children in your world? You better believe you look at it all the time. And we grab that children before then we say ABC. What can they be? But before we pick up the mayor, let's pick up ourselves. Because then keep my word. Yes.
And enjoy the greatest consciousness of God.
Yeah,
don't
look at that.
Okay,
now there you go. Let's not kill ourselves. Blood for the money, we'll go for us. Like that understood. We have to really understand that. That means, that's, I have to understand the paradox of things. I didn't say this is my boy. Look for God. I honestly, most sincerely, I'm asking you a specific. Is there any joy other than really understanding?
I understand that.
Do.
At the same time, there's such a thing. Yes. Because
somebody
can be, you know,
now, that's a funny joy. We want a joy. That which is a joy, it's 100% in it.
But
you know. It is applicable for everyone. It's not only for me.
Yeah,
the shack is not only for me. It's the whole. Hey, the only thing missing is for trust me as Jew. And I only want you to concentrate on Jewish Shema. I do not want you to deal with another Shema. Forget about that. Consider the Jewish Shema. And the Jewish Shema that it really prays for Avad Olam, for the Avad Rabbah. That means absolutely love for the toilet of creation. Now that's not only a talk and a shout, that's action. Now to start, it tells us the key. The key is that because you cannot do, that Jew has a very high potential Shema, and refuse to look at that part of that Jew, or only look at the part of that Jew. I have to start from somewhere. I start from after the like mocha. I look at the Jew and I refuse to look at the negative aspect. I, as a matter of fact, I only tell myself, look, if it's no good, no, this is what look is impossible. There's no way you don't find positive one that I do. And you know what? Look at that.
So the other aspect.
Yeah. The answer doesn't make a difference. Look at the positive. That means I look at, I tell you now. I give you an example. I think Ben Gurion. Yes, it's gone. It's in the past. I can't get Ben Gurion and judge him in the harshest way. Negative points, all throughout. At the same time, look at this man, really believe. In Israel. He said, put yourself online. And he said the same thing that the biggest harm was done in Israel because of Moshe Dayan. And I look at Moshe Dayan, a guy that put his eyes and his life right on the line.
If one word from him, 30,000 people might have been killed.
And here it is, I refuse to look at that part. I learned a lesson, and if I was in his place, I must probably have done less.
So basically, we don't die.
Thank you very much. And the dialogue, automatically I will have to take it out of the law. That's part of the nature. I only let those live.
You don't judge because you see people all like they're doing stuff that's bad for you. How can you judge if they are meeting?
That's because it's good.
It's
not judging.
It's not judging. It's not bad. It's done. This is irrelevant. Okay. But if someone, if a Jew, is acting wrong,
and
you're not in the position of judging anyone, there's someone else that's
going to
do it this way.
Right.
But he's doing bad stuff. And you don't ignore him. Eventually you're going to go like,
you don't know. I say no. If you see that thing, say this is a lesson for me, and this guy is here to show me what it is. For my wife, what do they do right now? I looked at the guy, Jewish person, doing the right thing. Correct? And what do I say? I say, you know what, this Jew is not really good, this horror. How can I do this? Or, so you know what the Jew is doing? No, follow. You know this Jew is, he's really in the matter for me. He's an angel for me. He's here to show me how real you can be bad. He's doing me the great favor. It's the same scenario, same person. I refuse to look at the negative aspect. I look at the positive aspect. I did not refuse to look at the bad part. I am looking at it. And I benefit. I am bringing it good. I can't look at David Miller and say, you know what? This is a horrible thing. And his best friend, his best soldier, to die in order for him to take life. I can say that. And I can say, you know, David Miller made this that a king as great as David is liable by looking, making the biggest mistake of his life. And if David Miller wasn't there, I would not see how a Melech, so close to Hashem, the shadow of Mahut Tokar can make a such a horrible mistake. So why am I not to be able to make a mistake as I lived? I go immediately into my world and I look for David within myself. And I say, David, you're liable to look at Bathsheba and your world. Don't make a mistake of David because David signed 151 Tehillim in order to say goodbye. Just forgive me. I made a mistake. It had been a great guess. Now, let's roll a guess. Go.
What
do you mean?
That's why it says Israel. I understand it correctly. Iraq movement. When you have done out like that, because you have an opportunity to make choices.
Can I ask a question?
I have today touching a lot of nerves. It's good. Right. Yes, of course. It is a Sefer HaTorah. Yes. 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 Oh, yes. Don't you learn from your mistakes? Did you learn from the parties? Did you know what to do for this?
Never.
Okay. Only you learn from the mistakes.
Never from mistakes.
Oh, yeah. Now, you learn the same? Do you have the knowledge? Here you go. It's the point. You have a knowledge that knowing is no good? Now, I can't implement that you, Pastor Adam, the whole world, you cannot do what you learn, but you cannot do the message to do it. No, don't mix me with empty, okay? Stick to do. I want to sound for you, and I will take the message to do it. Right now, I'm not ashamed to go and find out where they are. It's my duty to find out I'm responsible for them. What is Allah? What is Allah? What is Ulam? What is Ulam? What is Ulam? What's Ulam? Ulam comes on the road. Ulam, concealed. There is a concealed aspect that I love to reveal. I'm about to reveal. I'm going to reveal. The key of Allah is to look at Allah the same as you. Because for me, you look at Allah and go very easy. Very easy to have God. It's very easy. I don't like getting into it. It's difficult to have with you. Because you are as much and treat as you are. I have to say it. To me, my love is. I'm not the abuser. Please understand. There is a Chochal boy you have to learn from. I tell you the Chochal to get from there. It's respectable, powerful. And I told you that's very responsible. That he is one of you, Allah Chochal. He is holding to Chochal. He is the Klippah protecting the Kodesh Hashem. Where the money? If I give you the Kodesh Hashem today, we'll defy it. He's holding it, so I will defy it. I am capable to defy the Kodesh Hashem. That's why he protects it with me. You don't believe that's a fact. Whenever it is necessary for that, he probably is going to leave. And I don't have to fight for it. I have to do my work. I cannot, and I tell you in the Hazir again. There are four kinds of Klippah. There's some with big Klippah. There's only thing with one Klippah come up, which is 8 Da'atvah, 5 Guru, 5 Da'at. Only that. That's why the Ani of the Day. Okay, Ani of the Day. Why I cannot take Hazir? The Day. I sit back on it. I sit meditation on it. I put it in the bowl. I put a lot of salt in it. I call it a red line in there. Because that's Klippah that I cannot handle. That's ultimate of different time. But that's why it's in the world of eating. You can't deal with the Klippah that you can handle. Not the Klippah that you can handle. That's not our lesson. Let's go to this problem at a second. Comes, it says the start of all things is to create Ahavat, this aspect of love. And the best way to start the key to it is Ahavat Israel. Ahavat Israel. That means you look at the world, how do you love the person? When you look at the positive, but if you keep on looking at the negative aspect of the person, you're going to fall in love. When you want to fall in love with God, what do you do? The problem is discussing the good aspect of God. But if you are the God that picks me up, the God that gives me pain, the God that creates causes, the God that doesn't have mercy, the God is this, and the God is punished, the God is that, and that, I go ahead. But if I look at God, how much mercy has in my life? I look in the past. Go back to the past. How much God goodness I give it to you? What about you looking to? God? Then you see, then you recognize how much God has done you good. Then you understand the awesomeness of it. Then you will start loving it. Now, the key first, using this, not according to what I like is not causing myself isurim and problems. Start from the thought. Isurim, that means what is isurim? Hardship. Hardship because is a world of action. Hardship is world of action. We say every time. Look, because it's not in the world of action for us to learn. Always. Unless they cry, make. Call is what? Nachat ruach. Don't do it. If I look, and only by looking or using my 4 or 5 senses, only to be unification. And then where can be unification to cause love? Power. And the only way I can cause Allah is you choose to look, judge in a negative way. Everybody has a positive thing. And what is your fact with me? He said, look, I want it. I can do it. It's not for me to do it. Somebody did me really wrong. I believe he saw me or lied to me or cheated me or messed me in the back. How can I look into a positive point? He says, yeah. Look at it in a positive way. Look how much life is going to come here. Look how much your life is going to be with less problems today. And you know what it can be? If you keep on going to the pain and the bad things that people have done to you, and you know this, you're going to be the most saddest, peaceful person that one can not take life. But however, if you've seen everything, unification and love. And start with you. Start with God with you. As a friend, you got the key. It doesn't satisfy. He said, what God created, it was created in man. If God created the first light, and he knows, he can't see the first light of creation. So God put the first light that God created me, hidden within me. Is that aspect of God who said hidden within me?
Yes.
This aspect of God that is hidden within me, is that aspect of love or not aspect of love? Do you love? Do you believe that God loves me for God? You can see it yourself. So I can be and I can? Right? Is that our love?
Okay, so we now see the blood is divided into two kinds. One plus love that is within me is concealed, and it's the love that comes from myself. It's total. With that love, I can connect to infinity. It is within me. You believe it right now. You know it right now. But there is another love. If I use myself, and I study the greatness of God, for example, I thought, I saw my God created this. Look at this. I go deeper and I make telescope and I go higher. I saw my God awesome systems. I recognize how this is working so magnificently. And I go into the macro now. I go to self-human being and I go to the atom. I see, wow, there is a whole world. Phosphorus in one atom. Excuse me. Order, the greatness. What am I doing wrong? I'm thinking. I think. You know, I meditation. And sitting down and I look at the trees and I go to the detail of the trees and I see awesome has been created. The trees. I look at the mind. Every single detail. You did here. The balloons, I go and I think, I put my mind into it. I say, my God, the God to be a force to create all the awesomeness. And do I think, what I acquire through this awesomeness? Love. There is a second part of life. Love. That is using down and thinking. That means using yourself. Now I know why God gave me that. It's to acquire his love. There is love, right? That brings you. There's love that God has put in by the day you acquire. And there's a love that God has, excuse me, God has created from the essence within you. Now, these two types of love. Walk with me. You know what? The only way I will be successful with you, believe me, fruit of success is so delicious. You have not tasted so magnificent food. Trust me in that. But you have to, only one requirement. One. It means you want to be able to use your effort. It's our handicap. We don't know how to use our skill. We get too excited. We do our skill. Our skill is so powerless. We cannot affect ourselves. We cannot change ourselves. We want to change our habit. We use our brain. We spread our seat down. And they say, you know what? From tomorrow, I'm going to come and die. I'm going to do this. I'm going to learn this. I'm going to do exercise. And in here, and here. We're going to travel last. And when it comes to the world of the body, it's goofy. You want to do it? You do it. I'm going to do it. You take me only to a place I do it. Take me for things that I don't know. Because our mind is weak. Because we don't know how to use the mind. Not capable. So he's right here, the British. Right at the beginning. Just how not to fall the way Adam fell. The only possibility of making a mistake. Always remember the law of physics says if something has to go wrong, guarantee it will go wrong. Well, look, and will lose not place of unification of Shekhinah and Kadosh Baruch Hu. For sure, remember, you were seen. You will pay. Broke a dish, you got to pay for it. Now, it's not that God doesn't love me. No. All the purpose is for me to learn. It's not me how I want to learn. It's all pottery is my choice. How I want to learn. But the purpose of our thing, from beginning to the end, is to learn. So he says, look, there's two tough love. One tough love, which is the right from the beginning, is absolutely clear. I can do a castle within me. I say, amen, that's the truth within each one of us. How there is, I will give you, use this chokhmah in order to create another type of love. And I love you, and I like both of you, is only key. But if you love this, you'll see you. Don't worry. Good head. You follow what I wanted to say. That's why it's simple. What are the two kinds of love? One love that he brought himself and brought within me. It's in my in center of me. It's my center. I causes. It's a reflection of the light. That's in truth, even though it is concealed within me. The reflection of that allows me to kindle. It's in the magic and red. There is a dark, exactly as dark in every one of our eyes. All our eyes, the middle is black. Dark. So the dark I see. That dark part of the light in there allows me to light to appear. So the dark light is within me. It's the news. The light is in me. And that I don't see it. Allows me to enlighten my Elamkata. My small world. The whole person is in the small world. I use my Chokhmah, my wisdom, my Sechel. In order to reveal that is science. The key to it is to create love for Hashem. Now what is love of God? Is God? God with me? Can I love God? Am I refused to look at anything else but God that exists as you in the center? How are you? And how about you? If I only look at good in the Jew, good in the Jew, the God is inside you. What do I only see? That love allows to reveal that infinite love that is within me. There's no other way. That key. That's why it's the love of Hashem, the Rayach and Mocha. That is why it says love and love you. Because it's not the Jew that put badness of another Jew. There's nobody in this world that is not bad in it. Everybody has bad. But the problem is that there's only a God that offers himself within each one of us. And I only refuse to only look at the goodness of God alone because God is inside you. I also, if I was you, I might have done 3 times worth of you. Who am I to say I'm going to do better than you if I was in your place? Who is here to tell me that if you were in his place, you might have done better? That's what they do now. They are really a whore. That's a whore. Because they are to sell anything in order to get selected. But we're not politicians to do that. But he says, start. Finding the key to love God. How? Only look at the stars and what's the greatness of God?
look at the macro of the greatness of God, look at Sarah and Pharaoh, yeah, all these, but more than anything else, they become every Jew. There is a self, every Jew. Yes.
Sorry,
you're just
especially for it, if you can talk about, you know, all the questions that you just the same difference with all the separation that we're making between us and non-Jew.
It's not enough, trust me on this, it's not a matter of separation, it's up to be a separation. Either the right hand and left hand are separate, of course they are separate. They are connected to, in body, you won't tell your heart and your mind they are exactly the same. You won't tell your left side of the brain and right side of the brain they are the same. Absolutely not separate. They are connected by that, so one is logic, one is art. They don't even fit together. They have animosity. There is a separation. That is for good, not for bad. It's for a purpose. I'm not saying that you are able to sin because they are command. No. There is. Resemble what is a Neshama of you and what it is us. It's right before the days. There is a Neshama of Neshama of you that has a specific purpose, and there is a Neshama of Neshama of God that has a specific purpose in the Creator. And as a matter of fact, it distracts you with God, person, to care for every sentient machine of the world. I'm responsible. I'm holding on to the power of the present to you up to the whole world. Let's understand this. The world! Because the first instruction given to Moshe, that some of them in the Bnei Israel to land will be written the Torah in 70 languages. Why? They are part of the 17 mission. They are part of the whole world. Who is the chief? Who is the explain? Who is the digestive? Who is going to be around? These two people are due. Two people specifically to Israel. Who? Some absolutely not necessary for them. The body doesn't require. And they are required. The digestive system doesn't require. They can eat a seed that's not correct. As it happens to them. That's fine. They can have a pee. No problem.
Why don't they know the rest of the Torah?
Not to know. They need to know the Torah. Not the seek of the Torah. How are they going to explain to me seven Mesut of I don't understand what Noah is, but for him to understand Noah, he has to understand what Abraham is, he has to understand what Israel is, and what Shmuel did with Isaac is, and so he has to understand Isaac, he has to understand Yaakov, he has to understand Moshe came about. He has to understand that there is a Jew, and he has to understand there is a responsibility for you, and know that he has to understand that on Shabbat he has to be available to put a light and shed a light for you. People, it's a mitzvah for him. He looks for him, he asks for him, as soon as he understands the truth. But, you will find you kill you. It has to be horrible. Understand and imagine that you can't read it. You all that it is not all. It's very far in Arab. It's not him. It's okay. Hammer, thunder, cut head, dishes, all over. It's not acceptable in the Sharaf as you panties. And the just said, this is Arabian impossible. How could you do that, dude? They're a soldier. He handed those in the world. Did you see the game? That's what I said, Mr. Sir. We need to see the part, because it can be you and not, it's not you. Don't know me, I'm not. Arab is not from every day under 50. You're Muslims, and they're Arabs. And it's not June all day, I did nothing. But it's ready to cut his head. Young, old, all the women, a man, another man, yes. But the human take it. Well, don't you care why? They have my human being, and he believes it, he says, Allah, Abba. Why? And the human come here, flatty, cause you flat. Doesn't make any difference. It didn't make any nobody. Including himself made his wrath kill. This is a long act. So now there's somebody different Neshma. There is a difference between Neshma. We have to say what to do. Now there is a purpose, different purpose for us. So I'm giving a key to it. They say the key is in order to reach to a life that you will be able to see Bosnia Cholam and the Parim. That's from the beginning and to the end. And then the light period. Why is the key? And I for you to kill your second. The second is not given to the Chokmah, the mind, the intellect, the wisdom was not given to you for you to have like money. That is not, you're not making that. Not be the house, don't build no house. What's the matter with you guys? The Sefer is given for you to create a halal. Key. Pedi, ghetto. The other halal. That's the net to infinity. There's no other way around it. That's why those to be like us to Hillel, say Hillel twice in time. I can't understand you. I've done it. I do it. You want to end the speech of our business. So I'll tell you to come over. And you say, Shah, what do you do? So, after. So, what's the problem with Allah? And did Allah do? Because you have to take money and say, you know what? Refuse to look at the negative part, look at the positive part. Any circumstance happens in your life, look at the positive part. And the love will go. You keep on looking at the negative side. Here, my wife, if I want to sit down and look at the negative part of my life, I have already divorced 50 million times. And if she looks at me, it doesn't require two things, but two things. First, the divorce is finished. But I say, well, how do you survive? It's by looking at the good aspect. There's a funny one, there's a wrong part. Okay, that's it. It's going to give you, you look at it and say, oh my God. And I don't want to tell your parents, the honestly sweet, this 2 weeks I've had, it's beyond imagination. This wasn't love, this was the key to our life, to our circle, is to produce love and love. Otherwise, lose it.
name of them is to refuse and look only into positive goodness of everything that you come back. That will be your key to tap into the second aspect of love, that's love the customer and so, and allows you to see the truth. And this is the biggest blessing we can acquire in life. It's be about me hacham, roe, and all that. That means a person that is fear. I look at that, I know the fruit. I know the result. I don't look anymore into superficiality of the things. I look into the minute of the things. Because the good is always where? It's inside, hidden. The bad, just a